So hi everyone, my name is Henesis Disla from the Arm Hug Podcast, and I am here with another guest for you today. This is Rayon Bromfield. He is from RNS United Health Services, LLC. This is a company that he started, and he's going to get us started with a little bit about why he did.
Yes, definitely. So yes, I started in phlebotomy in about 2015. My passion for healthcare has been something I wanted to do since I was very young, and helping others. My job, as always, is to help others, try to get them better. So phlebotomy was my entry, and I moved on to healthcare management, medical technologist, and, you know, I decided on going out, trying to help other phlebotomists to get their own business as well. So yes, that's really me and my passion. That's where my passion is.
And so you felt that as a phlebotomist, this company was your opportunity to do more of that?
To do more, yes.
Yeah. And where are you located?
Right now, I'm in Daytona Beach, Florida. That's where our main office is. And we're branching off to other parts of the state. And out of the state as well.
And are your services right now only phlebotomy?
No. Well, RNS was designed to, we are ambulatory care as well. We are home docs and geriatric and quite a few other services that we do in home. So we are ambulatory care as well as mobile lab.
Wow. And so a lot of questions that I get when starting your own phlebotomy business is, who did you ask for help? Did someone mentor you to get started?
No. And coming from a Caribbean country, that's not something that we know about a lot. It took me researches and going to other, you know, places, seeing what's happening. I'm like, yes, this is something I want to do. When I first heard about mobile phlebotomy, I think when I first heard about it was on your show.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the first time I actually heard that, know or, you know, see people doing it and hear what they do, how it is done. And then I'm like, yes, I should do it. I had a lab in my home country, but it wasn't mobile.
Right.
Now I'm able to be out there and I'm happy for that.
That's awesome. Well, that's exciting that you heard it from here and then you decided to do research and you probably asked a ton of questions.
A whole lot.
You have partners now, like people that you like a team to help you?
Yes, we do have and partners with other companies as well.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing. So you're showing us that, you know, it can be done.
Can be done. And now this is something I'm doing full time. It's not a part-time job for me. This is something I do every day and it works.
So is there anything now that you're looking for that the community that's listening can help you with?
Well, my duty here today is just to get people to know us a little bit more. We're into the marketing phase right now. Has it been that RNS is a new name to the community? And basically we're just trying to get our name out there and what we do. And to give other phlebotomists the opportunity, and for those who want to become a phlebotomy, the opportunity of getting to that field.
Nice. Right. You would mentor other people to start their businesses?
Yes, we do. We provide them with almost everything that they need. Once for advanced phlebotomists, for about people who are in the industry and is not yet in their business, we help you. We help you.
Wow. And
it's not that you need money to start. We help you from zero.
Well, that's great to know, right? There's a lot of people who are looking for help and they're consistently looking at the videos, kind of wondering like, is this the right fit for me? Is this coach or is this person in the right location? So just you starting out with you're in Florida and this is what you do is the first step. And so
Right.
can you walk us a little bit through what is your day to day?
Well, as for me, it is about reaching other physicians and getting them to know us and to partner with us. And we do have a phlebotomist out there going to our patients. We don't miss appointments, and we try to connect with as much as possible to cover the areas that we mostly have these calls.
And how big is your team?
Right now, we have over within my location, we have about 15 persons on board right now. That is within my location.
And can you list for us the services that you're providing?
So yes, for sure. As we know, the mobile phlebotomy, we have three different departments here. We have ambulatory care, a phlebotomy training institute, and the mobile lab service. How many did I name? Right. So yes, we have those three departments. The ambulatory care covers the doctors. We do have doctors who go to the patient's home. Geriatric care, quite a few home care services, massage therapy, physiotherapists. We do have those mobile practitioners who go out there and see our patients. So we are like a once we're like the hospital in your home.
So I was going to say, you sound like a hospital. You're getting there. That's really
we,
amazing.
we we give you all the health care right in the comfort of your home.
I was talking to somebody who has said something like that. He was like, well, if people wanted to, they can actually start their own hospitals. I think this is where it's headed, right? Everybody's starting small businesses, and then all of a sudden, now you can add other services to it, other
Right.
departments.
Yes, I phlebotomy alone maybe would not do it all. So I would have to put in and get other partners to be there with me, you know. And so far it is good. And for phlebotomy, we're giving the opportunities to for those and franchising. We're giving the opportunities for those people who want to get in it. Healthcare is something that will not go down. It will never happen. And it's gonna be very hard for that to happen, you know. We want to give the opportunity to others. And we have a way to do that, and we see it good for us, and we see it good for, you know, those who are ready to come on board with us.
And so the phlebotomy services that you provide are only in Florida right now. Do you see yourself expanding further than that?
Yes, most definitely. We're trying to get out of the state as well. What I know, we have been getting calls. I don't know how they got us, but we advertise only in within our location. But we've gotten quite a few calls from all over different states, and we keep turning those people down. We don't want to do that anymore. We want to reach them. We want to be able to serve those people as well.
Yeah, because it's a need, right? It's a need that people are looking for and they're desperate.
Yes, we see that for sure.
Can you share any stories? You don't have to name names, but I guess showed you that what you're doing not only is a real need, but you're on the right path.
Oh yes, I can share that with you. It's the people, what they want. I can see the need of getting my services out there. I see the demands. I know what the market is. The best thing is to research the market and the request. Look at the request. Look at what they want. And that's how I kept adding services to my business. I was only a phlebotomist. I was only doing phlebotomy services. After the request coming in, the idea comes in. Hey, I can do this. I can add this to it. If I'm not licensed to do it, then I'm gonna have a third party who come, you know, and get the service done. So that's how it went for me. Now I can just go and do just as they asked me, you know.
Yeah, a lot of it is exactly what you're saying. You just go and do it. You ask other people. Maybe you have, it sounds like you have a network. So you have positions in your network. You have people who to ask for help if you need it. If there's services that your clients need, which will always happen, right? Some people may be disabled and may need certain amenities that you can bring that other labs can't. Like
Cannot, right?
have you seen that?
Yes,
Yeah.
definitely. A lot of I've heard from a lot of people, they don't find another company who does everything within the home, especially for bedbound patients, elderlies, and you know, people are not able to, they're not as mobile. So yeah, we keep our patients. We do. By providing these services for them, they don't have to move out, you know, go elsewhere. And we do provide them a membership card, so it gives them a better, you know, prices. Prices are better for them.
Yeah, so you keep them coming back. Membership prices, that's a really great thing for those who are listening and are thinking about pricing. We get a lot of questions about how do you price it? How did you price it?
It all depends on who I'm working with. The third party that I work with, they have their price. However, we have a contract as to how we price our goods. I mean, our services. For me, you go to the third party, it's going to be way higher, but because we are partners, it's going to be less for us. So we are almost on the same pay on the same prices, and
Great.
maybe even to give a lower price as well.
Yeah, and just to clarify that, it sounds like what you're doing is you're doing your research, you're seeing what other people might be paying for this, and then what you bring to the table. So your services are convenience, right? You can probably schedule it at a time that's convenient for them,
Right.
family, and then you provide the service and it and you make it easy for them to maybe even get the results, right? There's lab results.
Much easier, yes. What I need to add to that is we do something called a direct primary care account membership with our patients. So they don't, most of the patients that are here and is long term, they don't pay out of pocket. It is a monthly subscription. Whenever you have the telehealth, you have the lab services, you have the physicians to come to you, and the geriatric nurse, the practical nurse, the registered nurse. You have all those services at the whatever time you need it. It is now that you pay your monthly bill. So you don't need to, you know, try to find the money to get the service you need when you're a direct primary care member here at RNS.
Yeah. So I'm curious if there's other services you've thought of adding to this. I'm trying to think of what a hospital would have.
That I don't have.
Right.
Well, it's the services. Yes. So we don't do surgeries. That maybe those are the things that we're not going to be able to do within the home. But we don't do the surgeries if you need, whether major or minor, depending on what it is and what the doctor sees, you know, fit to be done within the home. So definitely, we don't do those kind of stuff. We're actually looking into home delivery, the baby delivering babies. So we're looking into that as well. We haven't started, and yeah, that's really it.
That is a market. There are a lot of women who actually want to have their babies at home.
Yeah.
So that's a really good deal for you because that means that's something that you guys could provide and, you could market it as something where people who want to have natural birth,
Right.
there's a lot of people, like I think you had mentioned, people who want to keep not only that family members who are going to be at home or people who are bed bound and all those things, but in terms of privacy.
Yes.
There are high level clients that want that privacy.
That's right.
So, I mean, I think it was a few years ago, I can think of a star who said that she had her home birth, and, you know, they found out later because she made it public. But
a lot of people are into that.
Yeah.
And something that we're looking into to put on our service list for sure.
Oh my God. And so did you think at all that you would be here at this point? Just adding services here, but yeah, isn't that something?
No, I it's not something I thought I would ever, I wouldn't reach, I don't think I would have, I wasn't thinking, sorry. How do I put it? It's not something I thought that I would be doing today.
Right.
That's really it. Just some time ago, I had a competitor, I would call my office and saying, I need to stop offering that because they've been offering the service for over 3 decades. I don't know where they heard about us from, or if they heard from another, yeah, client. So that was like, oh, I probably, do I need to back down and get out, or do I need to continue? And they would advise you, a lot of, not everybody's with you, so they would advise you not to provide this and not to do this, but they're doing, you know? So it's, oh, sorry about that. So it is, you have to know what you want, how far you want to go, and push towards that.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, there are people out there that are probably going to be doing the same things as you. And there is enough for everybody.
There
you know,
is.
I'm sorry that somebody has to come and tell you to shut something down.
Yeah, I was. But you need to, it's your drive. It's your passion. It's what you want to get and where you want to go. Now I'm opening it. All my services, maybe not all, but I'm trying to put get franchises around, and we're looking for people who are willing, who are experienced, and if you're not experienced, we can train you. We're willing to go that far to help others. I am coming from somewhere that I didn't dream of getting this far. And so there's a lot of people out there who don't know how to start, where to start. Well, Arndes will provide you the equipment, the tools, the knowledge that you need to get there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I hope that people are listening, take advantage of the opportunity that somebody would be willing to help you and would be willing to train you if you need it. Not a lot of people will have the time to do that.
Yes.
And you know, it already sounds like you're very busy. So I can't imagine
yes, it is.
How are you gonna make time for it? But that's great that you have a team to help you.
Yes.
So it sounds like a really, just like a really great group. If you've got people working for you and people working with you, that's a good sign.
Yes, it is.
So is there anything that you feel you wish you had done earlier?
Well, I believe that things happen in the right time. What I believe though is that we weren't out there that much when the pandemic was out, and we weren't providing those services. And that's something I thought I should have gotten into. We weren't providing most of those services at that time. So it's a little, the experience that we would have gotten in that time period, we don't have, we didn't get the chance to
right.
learn as other companies have gone out there and, you know, have done their thing.
Yeah, makes sense. What do you think was stopping you?
A second job. I wouldn't have enough time for my business at all. So I was employed to another company. So yes, I was employed to another company, and it would take away my time. I would not have enough time to grow the business and to pay attention, actually, to what is the demands. And that would get me to, be less focused.
A lot of people that are listening do have jobs and are thinking about making the leap into starting their small business. Is there any advice you have for people who are thinking about it?
My take on it is for you to start wherever you are. Most of the times we're waiting for the right opportunity, the right time, the right stuff to get it done. Start here, start where you are now. Start small if you have to, which is good. And advance. Look for the opportunities and advance. Partner with whoever, with the people who you want to, where you want to go, and get it. Yeah, it's out there, and it's out there for all of us.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone, right?
Yes, that's a big step that most of us fail to reach. I actually had to, when I got off my the job, I mean, when I gave up my job, it was very hard. It was very hard to make that decision because at least I know I'm secure. My bills are going to be paid because I have a job and I'm sure of that money. Now, what if? There's a lot of what if that is in our minds. I would say don't let it stop you. Don't let it stop you. If you have that drive and you believe that that is something you're passionate about, that's something you want to do, there's nothing that can stop you but yourself. Nothing at all. And here we want to be there with you. We want to be there with the people who are ready to start, ready to do their own business and, help you. We just want to help you.
And how do you divide your time with your business and your family?
Well, it is that one is a little at first. It was pretty hard because I would have to be here at my office every like from 7 in the morning, maybe 6 in the morning, until 9 o'clock in the night because I'm the one. I was the one doing everything on my own
Right.
before I had, partners and people working with me. I was the one doing everything. So it was a little bit challenging. But after a while, after you start getting people to, be around, working with you, finding the right partners, it's gonna be a list. It's gonna be easier and it's rewarding at the end.
That's great. And then you find that balance again, right? So
Yes, definitely.
that's great. I mean, I think people who are listening know that it is work, but I don't know if they understand how much work. So that's great that you're telling them that sometimes you have to go in early and you have to be at the office and be away from your kids or your family, and you're trying to figure it out until wait, it's not like you wake up one day and the business is already ready.
No, it's
So
rough. May not even get calls. You may not even get calls for quite a few days and maybe weeks. And if you don't be careful, it's even months. So it takes some time. You have to market yourself, put yourself out there, be professional, speak like you know it, even when you're not saying it right. Be confident, and that's really it. And me having a different culture. I grew up in a different culture. It took me a longer time to adapt to this culture and how it is done. In my home country, we have a whole different structure as to how the medical lab and the qualifications, the licensing, it is way different. So it's like me starting all over again, getting credentialed and all. Yeah.
Yeah, and that shows you that it can be done if you want to.
Yes.
Because it sounds like, you said you had to start all over, you're in a different place, different rules. And then if you
Right.
want to do it again, right? Start over in a different country.
Yeah. Do it all over again.
Right. There's this idea of, we have to do things that feel similar or that feel comfortable because that's only what we know, right? That's our reach, the things that we know. But if we step out of our comfort zone, it's amazing
It
the things
is.
we're to learn.
And you will definitely see that there's way more than what you may be even thinking about. Then
Right.
you get, yeah, I stepped out here. I was thinking about doing phlebotomy. Now I'm doing way above phlebotomy. Well, go as close as possible to where you want to go.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
you gotta manifest it. You gotta speak it into existence, they say.
That's it. That's what I believe in.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't have any other questions except like thank you so much for putting yourself out there because people get to now look at you and say, you know what, that's me, and that could be me. Putting your voice out here and, talking about things you're passionate about, adding positivity to all the crazy current events that we have to deal with every day.
Right. Yeah. I would love to touch on what I'm offering
Sure.
to the those who are who wants to have a franchise or have a location, manage a location with us. Yeah, as we know, we're looking for those people who with experience to manage or professional. What I want to say is that we provide you with everything you need, from the business name to the merchant account to the fax line to the equipments you need to the tools you need. If you do not have a location, depending on where you are and if we're licensed for that area, we can help you with that. And you don't, it's not, you don't pay for startup. You don't pay for what we give you. We have an agreement. We will have an agreement, but you have your own profit, right? So you're earning.
That's amazing. So if that sounds like something you guys are interested in, feel free to reach out. I'll include the links at the bottom of this video so that you guys can contact them directly. If there's anybody that wants to get connected with Rayon specifically, I would be glad to connect you with him. But yeah, his emails are open, website's live, so you guys should definitely check them out and see if, they're a great partner for you, your location in your area, because there is work out here and there's people looking to hire. So if you're unhappy where you are, start looking. Maybe relocate. I know some people who've had to relocate so that they could start their businesses. I know a few people who are looking to go to new areas because there's an opportunity. So thank you, Rayon. I really appreciate having you on, and I look forward to continuing our discussion and working together.
For sure, most definitely. And thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure.